Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
All right, why are you taking a drink then? And welcome back to Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 158. I nearly timed it as you were taking a drink. Matt, how are you this week, sir?
It's been an emotional week, actually, in the Willis Lewis household. Mm-hmm. Because as recording, we are on a bank holiday weekend. Now, for everyone in America, that basically means, well,
what we're having next weekend.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And this bank holiday Monday, the Willis family is gathering together, the whole family, in the same time for the first time since February 2020.
Ooh.
The whole family is gathering together. A couple of exceptions because they've got to work. We've partnered, but the core Willis family all been in the same place at the same time. There's going to be tears, there's going to be hugs, and there's going to be cake. I know that because I'm making it at the moment. I'm currently making a chocolate fudge. I'm making a gluten-free chocolate fudge cake.
Uh-huh.
I'm making a tiramisu, and I'm making my homemade cheesecake as well.
Very impressive. And I saw, obviously, with your birthday weekend last weekend as well, that was obviously very emotional as well. So lots of good things coming up. Oh, you sound like you're about to cough and disagree with me. Oh, you're just coughing.
Yeah. I was trying to be professional. I just mute my microphone so I didn't cough on the record.
I'll just call you out. It's an audio podcast. That's good. That's good. Now, before we introduce our guest, I have a couple of pieces of business, which we always should do this, and I always forget. I want to first of all thank our guest from last week, James from the 90s Wrestling Podcast.
Phenomenal.
Definitely recommend, as come out, obviously we didn't know this at the time, Cafe de Rene, definitely recommend that you go check that out on YouTube. And now I know he's on YouTube, I've actually gone back and watched a couple of episodes rather than just listening on the audio. Definitely adds that extra little bit, but definitely go listen to that. We were supposed to have this week World Elite Pod, and we're going to have to reschedule. They've got the hurricane coming through like in the next 48 hours or so. And they said, hey, just to be safe. I was like, absolutely. I was like, you do not need to apologize at all. You got to do everything you got to do. Like, I already saw supplies are starting to go down in the area. Like, everyone's shopping like mad. So I was like, absolutely. So we will have them back. Probably won't be until October. So hopefully those guys are safe. And I think by the time this comes out, they're going to be, kind of close to touchdown. So thankfully, we had the perfect replacement. Stepped in at the absolute last minute. Last appeared on, I thought I wrote it down in my notes. I'm sure it was episode 140. I'm going to bluff because no one's going to check. Matt will know for sure. Oh, Matt showed me 141 with his fingers. Dang it. I was so close to that. Just in time, 211. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you fine gentlemen doing today?
I'm well away from the hurricane, so I'm certainly glad about that. I don't think that's approaching anywhere near where I am, so I'm a little tired, but I'm ready to chat some wrestling. There's been a lot going on in the Willis household. Holy heck, there's been a lot going on in the wrestling world, because I think, did we record Thursday or Friday last week?
Thursday last week, Graham, yeah.
Thursday, so yeah, we've got like 9 days worth of potential things that we could talk about. I got one confession before we start. I originally thought that it was going to be our biggest panel ever, because it was going to be Matt, three guests, and me. So I was like, this could run really long. So I didn't prepare anything all week. I was like, I'm just going to chip in like little bits. Like, I don't really need to say anything. So yeah, I'm kind of on the short warning as well, kind of like you were, Justin. So I avoided all some of the obvious stuff because I thought you two might possibly talk about it. And I thought the other four people would talk about it when we're going to do that. So it could be a little interesting today, but... shall we go to some good cop moments and see what we actually found out this week?
Before we do, bad cop on me, Graham, bad cop on me, Graham, because you were right.
I was right? Whoa, on what?
Whoa, wait a second, what?
140.
It is 140. I do not, I must have missed.
Hold my hands up.
I know I look back at it. I am pretty good on the math with things like that, and I tend to remember the numbers pretty well. I honestly thought I did look it up. Math. I apologize. I did look it up to see, but yeah. All right, let's get to those good cop moments then.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Good. Bad.
Right, guys, as you all know, that you can get 30 days free with the code GOODCOPBADCOP on powerfam.tv. However, don't forget there is an app you can get from both the iOS and the Google Play stores. However, to get the code, you must go onto the website to use it. Otherwise, you will not get the discount. Once you've done that, go back to the app and you can watch your heart's content. 30 days free, code GOODCOPBADCOP.
All right, so let's look at the things that were good in the last 9 days, or hey, we can go any time frame we like. We don't care on good cop, bad cop. Justin, what have you got to share with us for your main good cop moment?
My main good cop moment is the entirety of last week.
Yeah.
It was so, actually so much fun outside of what we'll get to later, probably. The rest of the week was so much fun. I enjoyed every second of that. Just NXT was fun. Dynamite was fun. I didn't get to watch Impact, but I've heard it was a solid show for what it was. SmackDown was great. Rampage, we know. Just the weekend packed. It was great.
It was a fun time to be a wrestling fan, for sure. Yeah, it was absolutely jam-packed. Last week, I was busy watching stuff. Personal highlights? I know you're not being very non-specific right now. What made you smile the most, then, this weekend?
Mainly, it was SummerSlam and TakeOver for me. The rest was... I enjoyed the shows mainly, but the rest, but just those two mainly were my favorite.
It just felt like there was consecutive day where I'm looking forward for Rampage, I'm looking forward for SummerSlam, I'm looking forward for NXT, then there's going to be the fallout from Raw, and it just felt like there was a continuation day after day after day. There was something that was always good that was going to come up.
Oh, all definitely. Right.
I'm avoiding one name because I'm not sure what your good cop moment is, Matt, and you haven't said anything yet, so I'm kind of trying to not mention the elephant in the room right now, but...
Or the savior in the city. Well, I'm going to... I'm actually going to bring up something. I said I wasn't going to bring up, Graham, and that is that I'm following in your footsteps.
Oh, okay.
Yes, this is my best cop moment of the week, because this week I've secured ringside seats to a brand new indie organisation in my area. Well, it's about a quarter of an hour, about 15 miles away. So,
That's good. That's close. That's not far. Yeah.
So it's a fifth. It's half an hour on the train, and it's literally a 5-minute walk from a train station. No problem at all. I'm going to be attending. On September 11th, CCW Extreme Super Show 1. Now, they are packing this card already. There's some British talent on here which you guys may not be aware of. And I'm not aware of, to be brutally honest. I'm just going to run through a few little bits of their card, okay? The first match of the night is a number one contender 15-man battle royal. Straight away, bang, that's the first one. Second match is a match between Mr. Mina and Crusher Curtis. They've been doing some promos on their Facebook page and they're corny, but brilliant. That's what it's meant to be. The third match of the card is the number one contender 15-man battle royal.
What? The same one?
They're having two battle royals to determine two number one contenders to face off in the main event for the World Championship.
Hmm. Okay.
It's different. I like that.
That is. I thought that was just a typo when you first said that.
That's what I thought as well. Right. The fourth match is a British Round Rules grudge match between the Flatliner and CW Davis. I have no idea what that is, but I can't wait to find out. Hmm. A no rules tag match between Danny Darko, Big F and Joe, and the UK Pitbulls. I have heard of them. They're extremely good. Then we've got the interval. And then following that is when they step it up a notch after that. with the OPW Women's Championship match between Luna Trixie and Alyssa Dawn, two amazing up-and-coming female wrestlers, which I can't wait to see ringside. Great, be fantastic.
Did you say Isla Dawn?
Alyssa Dawn.
Oh, okay, Alyssa, no relation then. Okay.
Alyssa Dawn. A Survivor Eliminator 8-man tag match between the Cult of Apocalypse and Johnny Viribus, The Hero, Stu Hurt, and Scrappy Jack. We've got a grudge match between the Hooligan and Harry McDonald. A 5-way dance. A Falls Count Anywhere match. And then we've got the World Championship match to round it off. Doors open at 5, matches start at 6, all over by 10 o'clock. I'll be home in time for supper. I'm looking forward to that.
There are 4 hours worth of matches? Holy cow.
And an interval in there. But even so, I can't wait for that. And I only paid £25. I think that's about £32. $32, sorry. So that's not bad.
That's all right. Hey, four hours.
And that's ringside.
4 hours of entertainment?
And ringside, that is as well.
Go wrong. I don't think you can go wrong there at all.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's why my good commitment of the week, because for the first time since you and me at the Capitol before WrestleMania 35, Graham, I'm going to be at a indie show.
I got to put my hand up. I haven't heard. I think I've heard of one of those names. I'm not big on the English indie scene, for sure, unless they've come over to America already. Justin, I don't know if you've heard of any of those names at all.
No, I haven't. But the show sounds very interesting.
Doesn't make any difference, does it? It makes literally no difference. Even if you hadn't mentioned any of the names and you just described them, I can say, obviously the audio podcast, you've got a big smile on your face, Matt. You're super excited. I actually had originally as one of my good cop moments, and I actually deleted it. I've moved it to the end because I thought we might talk about it in the bonus material, possibly. I think I'm going to pronounce his name wrong. It's somebody who appears on American TV. Justin, you can help me. I think it's Colin Cowherd. I think that's his name. He appears on FS1. I think that's how he pronounced his name. And he's been very been very critical of wrestling before, made jokes about it, etc., etc. Now, obviously, Fox has a connection with SmackDown now, so this might be slightly biased. But he was on, and basically he said, "I was at SummerSlam. It was wonderful." He's like, "I have a totally different opinion." He's like, "Can I get a season ticket for WWE? Now, I know he was half joking because he realizes you can't do that. He said he went to the Pacquiao fight in Vegas straight after SummerSlam, and he said SummerSlam was better than what that was as well. Wow. He said the atmosphere was better for all these ones. And the reason I included it in my good cop moment is there is no substitute for being live, watching live wrestling. Watching it on TV is very different. Once you start going to those matches yourself and seeing some of them, it suddenly just jacks it up to a totally different level. Whether you've seen those people before, whether you haven't, whether it is Charlotte Flair that you're seeing at SummerSlam or the big names on those cards, or if it's just those names that we're not sure of, it's exciting just to be there. And I'm feeling pretty hurt right now because I'm wearing my Voltage Wrestling shirt. It is Voltage Wrestling tonight, and I just don't have time to go. It's a 2-hour drive, 3-hour match, 2-hour drive back. I do not have the 7 hours, unfortunately, today in my day to go. But I am super excited for you. And yeah, indie wrestling, once you get it, it's a bug. Once you go see it.
I will not be doing a review of it, Graham. The only reason for that is because, one, I'm going on my own.
Yeah.
Two, I'm going to be focusing on what's happening around me too much to actually take notes. And I'm not going to be talking into my phone the whole time, but that's just wrong and rude.
I agree. You should just go and enjoy it. I am going to be very disappointed, though, afterwards, if I find out that during the intermission that you didn't go and talk to some wrestler and managed to organize some interview for the future, though.
Oh, I've been in communication already, Graham.
Oh, you sly dog.
I've been in communication already, for sure. Graham, the best way sometimes is, and bear in mind, as we know, indie wrestlers in particular are certainly more willing to give up their time to talk to podcasters because it gets their name out there more.
Absolutely.
And yes, we're on a primarily American-based network, but VGM listened to it everywhere. Who knows who could listen to it sometime and book you because of it?
SJP fans definitely talk to British wrestlers on the network. Exactly. Also. But no, absolutely. I would say, particularly if you're somebody who's positive and is trying to put the wrestler over at the same time, then yeah, it works for both sides of that deal. So I would.
But at the same time, I'm going to come in here and be slightly back at the same time. If it's not a good show, I will call it as such.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But they've been very professional with what they're doing here. I'm extremely excited about it. I will be tweeting from the event. I won't be reporting. I won't be doing the stream, but I will be tweeting.
Uh-huh.
So September 11th, I'll be tweeting.
I just found out why I couldn't find my notes. You know, I just said I actually had that was my original Good Cop moment, and I moved it. I dragged the comment where it said Justin was episode 140. So yes, it was 140. That's what happened to that comment. Now,
what age was the comment of the week, Graham?
I obviously had, but it just seemed too obvious. But if you guys are going to avoid it, then I guess I'm just going to totally ignore my Good Cop moment. CM Punk returning. It was talked about. There's been lots of different things about, hey, who's coming back? A lot of it's been like, hey, it's dirt sheets. We just got to ignore it. I think we've had both sides of the fence covered, Matt. No, he's not coming back. Yes, I think he is coming back. And pretty much all those people who've been talked about who are returning, they've all returned now. We saw Brock come back this week. We've seen Becky come back. We obviously did get to see CM Punk. There was talk from his interview on Wednesday. Actually, is it Wednesday or Friday? I can't remember. There was some comment. I think the crowd were going, yes, yes. Yeah. And he's like, hold on a second. You're going to have to wait for that person to come back. Anyway, so it sounds like Danielson or Daniel Bryan, however they're going to do it, is coming back. I had goosebumps watching that. Now, I don't watch it live because I don't have cable, but I was seeing the clips that were posted and they uploaded it. And that first 1 minute clip that they uploaded on AEW that went viral instantly, I had absolute goosebumps. The crowd are calling for it straight away. CM Punk. And you just assume they're not going to do that. They're not doing that at the start of the show. They're going to save him for the end of the show. And then, nah, they brought him straight out and that crowd absolutely lost it. I absolutely lost it. I told you, that was one of the three names that got me back into wrestling. It was CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, and when I saw all the people in the Shield who I'd never seen before, and I was like, I need to start watching wrestling again. That was the impetus to get it back. So I don't know the CM Punk matches like you do. I saw the very end of his WWE career, and that was it. So I know he's a big name. I like his mic skills already. I'm assuming that's why he's so popular. But the way he interacts with that crowd, you could see he was really humbled by it as well. You could see that he knew it was going to be a reaction, and it was going to be a big reaction. But I think when he came out, I think it was much bigger than he actually thought it was going to be. And he was very emotional with it. People in the crowd were obviously very emotional as well. The crying fan that they talked about. And I love the follow-up to that story as well. The fact that Tommy Dreamer saw that and said, hey, tell me who that guy is. We're going to bring him over to Impact. We're going to arrange a meeting with CM Punk. I haven't heard any updates on that story. I don't know if they found that guy, so I'm going to get you guys chip in on that in a second. Also, the fact that CM Punk said as well, he said, hey, look, I'm a Chicago boy. He's like, when the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, I was crying. Like, when my teams win, that's basically what happens. I cry as well, so I totally relate to that. What could be more of a Good Cop moment than a fan being so overcome by that moment that they burst into tears? I thought it was great. I like the work he's done in subsequent days since, but I assume somebody would steal it from earlier. But for me, yeah, I have something else. But I think, how can you ignore CM Punk this week?
How long you got?
Because it's a bad cop moment. You want to talk about it in the next segment. First of all, then, have you heard any updates? Did they manage to find that fan at all? Because I haven't.
I wasn't even aware of that because Tommy Dreamer blocked me on Twitter.
They did actually find him. Oh, Tommy Dreamer finally got a hold of him, and he said he didn't want the fame or anything like that. But he's fine with going to the shows and all that stuff like that, like accepting that stuff.
Okay. I would have thought he would have loved to have met CM Punk if they could arrange that, because obviously.
Yeah, that's one of the things that they were going to do for him, that he was going to get to meet him and everything. So.
Yeah. No, it was, there were certain pops that from different wrestlers. Hardy Boys, I remember distinctively. That was my first WrestleMania that I watched in full, and that was huge. I didn't know that was, I didn't know that one was coming. I think that was probably, and I think a lot of people didn't know. I think the CM Punk one, I think it was, how could they have not had him show up at this point? Like, if it had, AEW would have been gone down the drain in a hurry. Well, it was just too much talk. It had to be true, but yeah. I have a feeling Matt might bring this up again later, as I alluded to later. So shall we go to the speed check round then as well? Shall we talk Indeed. About other things that I might have to try and I might have to talk super quick now because I actually didn't use my good cop moment at all. Ugh. I might have to try and force that in. All right. So we have 1 minute if there is anything else that we would like to talk about. Justin, you can go first whenever you are ready.
Okay, so my speed check, we have John Morrison finally going out on his own. Hallelujah to that. We have Dragunov and Walter from TakeOver. Absolutely spectacular match.
Yeah.
NWA and Power tonight should be amazing. Yeah. Announcement of women's tag titles in NWA should be interesting to see. And Minoru Suzuki in GCW announced a match against Jonathan Gresham, which... Oh my God, give me that, please.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it.
I think I actually switched my screen off, but I know Matt was doing this chef's kiss at one point, and we were kind of nodding as well, but yeah.
He got a double chef's kiss.
Oh, a double chef's kiss. Oof. Yeah, there was, it was actually really difficult for some points. Like, I started making a list, and I'm like, this is going to take way longer than a minute. But
Dragunov,
yeah,
and Dragunov and Walter, so I've had to match to be a candidate.
Yeah.
My God. If that isn't, I'd be amazed.
Which means now we want to see Walter versus Joe. And if we don't get that, we riot.
We also want to see Walter versus Brock.
Ooh.
Ooh, which leads perfectly into my speed check, sir. Okay, well teed up. We're making notes. Brock Lesnar's back, bitches. And his contract is running until WrestleMania 39. He's contracted for 8 matches minimum. That is the minimum matches he will work. He could work more than that. It's his choice. It depends on what the writing's like. Please give us some good matches. And so much stuff we've been talking about. SummerSlam was great. The second half of Rampage was good. TakeOver, the last TakeOver was very, very good as well. Certainly its current form. But the main part of my speech, I want to give a shout out to Simon Powell on Shane Wrestling this past week when he had to do a live podcast solo because Maggie's internet crapped out on him halfway through. Simon was terrified, but he pulled it off. He did a phenomenal job, and you all go check out Shane Wrestling now.
The joy live recording.
Richard Branson can go suck dicks.
Oh. Wow.
Virgin Media, it's been playing havoc with everyone streaming all week. The amount of people in the UK who go with it because it's cheap, and it's been letting them down. A lot of streamers have been having trouble with it this week in the UK. A lot of them.
Oh, see, I just assumed it was like local to where Mags was. I didn't realize it was like a countrywide thing.
It's a countrywide thing. Richard Benton, stop going into space and sort your bloody network out.
All right. Well, this is, I'm surprised we kind of, I kind of avoided all your moments. So Cameron Grimes, I loved him in Cult of Leon Impact, and I love the storyline with Eli Knight. I'm glad. Oh, sorry, LA Knight. I think that's been awesome. Samoa Joe, 3-time champion. I love the build up. No complaints from me. It was one I was excited for. Matt said I couldn't have it, and he was wrong. I love the third fall from Kyle O'Reilly. I really didn't see that coming. I honestly thought that Adam Cole was going to win that match. Orange Cassidy and Matt Hardy on Dynamite. Oh, fantastic. So silly, but awesome. And Mark Campbell 213, this was 2 days ago as we're recording. You all should ignore anything that at Ron Killings has to say about pro wrestling. He gave up being a pro wrestler to be a jobber comedian at an entertainment company. This only has 29 likes right now, so this is obviously kind of not a massive, this hasn't gone viral or anything. At Ron Killings responded, "Yo mama a jobber." I love it. I love
it. No, that's what's up.
I'd like to point out that I'm pretty sure that Chad, from you from the top rope, when you listen back to this, will agree with that gentleman. He does not like R-Truth at all. He despises him. However, R-Truth does bring in the money. He does bring in the money. Don't care what you say. Ronda Truth Killings does a great job in that role. And let's face it, he has won more championships than both Charlotte and Ric Flair combined.
Take that, Charlotte.
I can't argue with that fact, but hey, isn't the E standing for entertainment?
And it is, and the kids love him, so that's what matters.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, we've got to do it. This might be slightly more difficult this week. Well, perhaps for me, not for you, Matt. Sounds like you've got a lot of material for this. Let's move to the other side. Let's go to the dark side, guys. Let's talk some bad cop moments.
Good! Bad!
What is up? What is up? I'm Bishop TW Takes, and I'm here to let you know about my podcast, Terrible Wrestling Takes. On here, I summarize wrestling how I see it, and more importantly, as it's given to us. I also discuss some of your terrible and not so terrible wrestling takes. And whether you're a good cop, a bad cop, or even a criminal, feel free to subscribe where all podcasts are found and follow me at TW Takes Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Until next time.
All right, so let's lead off then. Justin, you get to talk first. Main bad cop moment of the week.
Well, you probably already know what my bad cop moment is going to be. You popped in during the watch along and you knew what my bad cop moment was going to be. Bad cop moment, Charlotte winning the Raw Women's Championship.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. If it doesn't show you how obvious this is, that they are trying to get her to topple her dad's record day by day. Oh my God, I cannot. It's insane. And now they're just trying to get her as many championships as quick as possible to make up for the three they took away from her. And it's just, it is disastrous.
The reaction, because we were chatting, I jumped onto the chat with you and Bishop, and while we were talking, the finish had happened, and Bishop was furious. You weren't happy. I was like, I already told the boys, you can go to bed because Charlotte's winning. None of us were happy with it at all. Matt, you had a prediction show last week. Did you predict Charlotte to win?
Nope, no one did.
I thought this was the most... I don't want to get into a bad cop moment too quickly, but I thought it was the most predictable SummerSlam imaginable. And I think I could, if I had done it, I could have almost swept the card. I think I might have missed one match, possibly. But, yeah. I wasn't impressed with it at all. Not the match, but there was aspects. And like I say, Bishop, I saw Donnie's episode, and once you go back and watch it, like there's aspects of the match that are really, really good. But the finish to the match again, like... It was just too obvious for me. I assumed Charlotte was going to win. Charlotte won. She'd better hold it for a little bit longer if you want to give me any credibility with that title, though. Because if that's gone within like 2 weeks or a month, then we know exactly that the next one's going to be rolling along in 3 months' time as well. And I think that would be bad.
I would like to pile on that a little bit, actually, Graham, because yeah. Charlotte Flair has won how many championships now? Is it? I think it's 14 officially she's won now, yes?
Mm-hmm.
She's all 14. So about... Without meaning to sound like that guy, sorry, Paul Tolley, I'm going to. Charlotte Flair, that means you've also lost 13 championships as well. It's much better to have had a long title reign, like the aforementioned Phil Brooks, than to have it hot shot back and forth between you and Sasha Banks, like you had it. I mean, Sasha Banks has never defended the Raw Women's Championship successfully, ever. That's by the by. Charlotte Flair, it's literally been hot shot so many times, you holding it is meaningless.
Her title reigns are like 2 days, 20 seconds, 7 days, 5 hours, and I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Matt, aren't you also under the impression now as well, with Ric Flair having left, I think it was you that said this, with Ric Flair having left the company, they would want somebody besides Ric Flair to have, I think actually it was in relation to John Cena, you would want somebody besides Ric Flair now to have the record, somebody who's within the company still.
I think they want anyone apart from a Flair to have the record.
It just gives them incentive to freaking give Charlotte that now since Ric left. Now,
I think that Charlotte will be next in the lead WWE.
Oh, boy.
You put the title on and then she leaves? Yikes.
But and also, to correct Matt, it's 12 now. It was 14.
It feels like more.
By the time this episode comes out, it could be 14. Who knows?
Oh, dear.
Not, you get the idea.
I've got to admit, nobody liked the fact that Charlotte regained the... No one liked the fact that Charlotte regained the championship at SummerSlam, apart from Charlotte, it seemed. I did like the fact that Charlotte's out in a program with Alexa Bliss. I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do with that. I did like the fact that they've moved Nikki A.S.H. into a tag team almost, it seems, with Rhea Ripley. Mm-hmm. That could be quite the strange... It feels a little like a Booker T and Goldust dynamic they had back in like the early 2000s. Remember that one, Justin?
Yes, they were very enjoyable.
The old couple. But my God, it was entertaining. Not like Nia and Shayna. Nia and Shayna wasn't massive entertaining, but these two could be entertained together. For sure. They could be.
Do you think as well it's perfectly set up for a short title reign? Like, Alexa's obviously got Lily in her corner as well. Like, you could have suddenly her kicking in. Obviously, she didn't really at SummerSlam with Eva Marie, but surely that could be a way that Charlotte could lose, but kind of retain some credibility. Like, she only lost because she has supernatural powers, and then she can, I don't know, get rid of Lily somehow, and then she could win it back again. It seems like it's set up to possibly Alexa take over, and then she could easily get it back again if they decide to go that route.
Maybe.
All right. What you got for us, Matt?
I need to talk about a cult. I'm going to quote from Twitter. A cult on Twitter. At AEW botches. AEW botches. When I see emails from Twitter support in the mailbox, I get a sense of accomplishment that I have triggered the diehard fans to the extent that they're pretending to be the owners of this account and writing fake internet reports to gain access. AEW cult is really pathetic. So much so that he and other people have had to reset their passwords because AEW fanboys are trying to take possession of other accounts because they don't know what was being said about AEW. I'm now going to follow that up, and that was posted at 11:46 on the 26th. Mm-hmm. At 17:48 on the 27th, I apologize for my language. I'm quoting. Just received an email with a photo of my kid and a warning to delete this account. First went after my wife and now involving my kid over a fucking TV wrestling show. You know what, you fucking win. I'm off Twitter. Fuck this shit.
Wow. Their fan base is to the absolute extreme. They are so bad.
And that scares me. Someone went to the extent of filing a picture of their wife and then their kid? What the fuck?
It's embarrassing. It's pathetic.
It's illegal, but for anything else. I mean, people have done time for less than that. That is stalking.
I'm just gonna
leave it there because I think that's enough for the backup moment of the week.
I don't want to leave it just in the point that it's like unique to AEW fans. Like, we've had WWE fans who've broken into wrestlers' homes, attempted to kidnap them. So there are bad fans on both sides. So talked about toxicity multiple times. As we got Justin here, we need to talk once again about the right side of the internet wrestling community as well. There is definitely that side that thankfully most of us seem to avoid that... is very negative, is very counterproductive, takes it way too seriously, does not get enjoyment from the way it should be, and takes delight in annoying the other side, as it were. And there's some war here that's not even really going on. You can enjoy both shows.
You
can enjoy one show or you can enjoy the other show, but there's no need for anything to escalate to that level that you just talked about. That's ridiculous, absolutely.
Did I personally enjoy watching Rampage? Not to the degree you guys did, no. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion. I watched it. I'll get to more of it later in speed check. But the fact matter is that for me, I'm sorry, guys, get a hobby, and I don't mean one that's illegal.
Yeah, I think it's well known that you prefer WWE more than I do, and I prefer AEW more than you.
It's not a secret, but at the same time, I'm never going to tell someone that they can't enjoy another product. If someone wants same thing with other sports, if someone wants to be a Yankees fan, then that's their funeral. For example, if someone wants to be a Man United fan, then I will cross the road from you when I walk past you in the street. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to stop you from being a fan of that company or of that team. Because the fact of the matter is that if we all like the same thing, it'd be boring. I enjoy WWE, and when things are bad WWE, as you'll find out with BTEC, I will call it out. Mm. But there are ways you go about it. There was a pretty major botch on AEW this week, and and that's in my feature. It will be, and it was obvious that Twitter was going to call it out.
Mm-hmm.
There are levels, and this was going too far.
Yeah. See, so like I said, I enjoy both, but again, I will call stuff out when it needs to be, and then I won't when I don't have to. Like.
Absolutely, and that's why Justin, you are the person who should have booked on everyone's podcast. #BookJustin.
Or unless you're Graham and Bishop, it's make my own at this point.
Well, we want that as well. We definitely want that as well. Yeah, they're not mutually exclusive. You can appear on everybody else's podcast and have your own podcast. We're being a little greedy. We want both of those things. We're not.
But I will say, Justin, just the one podcast. I've learned from experience here. Don't overdo it with the amount of podcasts you do.
Got it.
I've learned that. But in any case, I'm gonna let this lie here because at the end of the day, I've said my piece on the matter. Unfortunately, toxic people are gonna be toxic people in the day, and that's disgusting and creepy, and we'll leave it at that. Graham, what's your bad cop moment of the week?
Well, kind of similar to what Justin said. Justin's probably going to know as well, because this is what I talked about exactly on Bishop's show as well, and I've had a chance to think about it a little bit more since. And I've changed my stance a little bit, but my bad cop moment is the fact, the whole Becky segment. So there was multiple layers to this. So just to recap, obviously straight away, Sasha did not come out. I'm hoping everything's okay with that. I still haven't. We've heard rumors, obviously. Potential bad cop. Hopefully she's perfectly okay. The reaction to Carmella was kind of funny in a way, but it's also really bad. Why did Carmella have to be a sacrificial lamb? Like, as soon as you replace Sasha with somebody, Carmella is clearly not going to be the one that the crowd would react to. I didn't think she necessarily deserved that, so I thought that was kind of bad for her. Obviously, when Becky came back, fantastic. Like, the pop from everybody. We talked about CM Punk earlier, the reaction to Becky as well. Absolutely fantastic. I'm talking about the match itself. I did not like how that match went ahead at all. I understand certain aspects of it, but for SummerSlam, you are supposed to have those marquee matches. You're supposed to have those moments. And for to have so many minutes of build-up of, oh my gosh, Becky's back, we can't wait for this, and those fans who paid hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars to only see a 10-second match, I feel sorry for the fans. That's where I'm giving the bad cop moment to. They're expecting to see something, and they didn't really get to see anything at all. It had ended before it had finished. And yes, I understand that it gives perfect storylines for later. I understand the fact that, oh, she got caught off guard. That won't happen again. Build it further down the line. I understand that's good storytelling, but for those people right there, you got cheated out of something. For fans who were watching at home, I felt cheated that I only got to see Becky for 10 seconds as well. I wanted to see something a little bit more. I also feel sorry for Becky as well, is that she wasn't supposed to be back until October, seemingly. So she was put in an unfortunate position as well. There's just multiple aspects to this where it just didn't quite work for me as well. The only thing that I am kind of curious about, and this might be a bad cop moment on me, and I hadn't thought about this at the time when I was talking with you and Bishop Justin, is I talked last week, I think it was, I actually liked when Karrion Kross lost his first match. When he came up and he lost to Jeff Hardy, and Jeff Hardy had his feet all over the ropes, and he was clearly cheating, I actually like that. I thought that was great because I was like, oh, look, what's going to happen now? He's going to react to that and he's going to suddenly come out much better from it. And I think he actually has. Isn't this the same story now for Bianca? She got cheated out of a match, so she's going to kind of want to up her game as well. So she's already, because I actually watched SmackDown last night, Matt. You'll be very proud of me. So we already know that she's a number one contender. She saw everybody off, so she's already responded to it straight away. So this might be a bad cop on me. I was happy with it when it was Karrion Kross. Admittedly, it was only on Raw, but I'm not happy with it when it's Becky on SummerSlam. So I might be slightly hypocritical on this one. But yes, I think the storytelling has potential. I just don't like the way they did it on a marquee event like SummerSlam. I thought they could have handled it slightly different, to be honest.
They've had squash matches before for championships. I remember Cena getting squashed by Lesnar, and then the next match they had was much, much, much more enjoyable at Night of Champions. So is it going to be Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch at Extreme Rules, or is it going to be further down the line? I think that'd be a good match. I also think that Sasha's got an argument here. Well, I was denied my title opportunity. I want my shot once she's cleared to wrestle. She's still not cleared to wrestle at the moment, apparently. I hope she's okay. I have more of a gripe about the fact they call a rock bottom a manhandle slam, to be fair. I'm more of a problem with that. That's what they called it.
I think part of the reason why I was so upset was this was the part of SummerSlam where I was like, terrible match, terrible match, terrible match. And then I was finally like, all right, now we get into the good stuff. And it didn't quite happen at that point. I was in the part of SummerSlam that I didn't really enjoy. I loved the end of SummerSlam. I thought the end was really good, the last few matches. And I had no complaints with NXT as well, but I had much higher having been to the last live SummerSlam, and I look back at that card and the matches, and I was like, oh, yeah, I thought it was far exceeded what we had in 2021. And I think that just added to the disappointment. Good for Becky for having to come in and obviously deal with that, because obviously that was not expected. They had to find some way. Who knows where she was in her training? Perhaps she wasn't ready for doing that match at that point. So they had to go with that result. So I don't know. I got one question for you. I didn't write this down in my notes, but I kind of thought about it as I was walking around earlier. Supposing that Sasha could have appeared in that match, how do you think the book, and I know Bishop hates his fantasy booking, who do you think was going to win that match?
Bianca.
You think Bianca was going to win?
Yeah.
So they actually just reversed their whole storyline then. So you think possibly the storyline was for her to face Becky Lynch in October when she came back?
I think that Becky Lynch would have appeared after that match.
Yeah, same here.
I reckon that was the original plan, was Becky was going to come out after the match, or maybe even interrupt the match.
Well, they said she wasn't set to return to the ring, I guess, but she could cut a promo for sure. But yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, I would have Bianca to win that match, and then I was suddenly like, oh, she's just lost her title now. Like, that's definitely a bad thing. Like, fault of her own. Like, it was only because Sasha couldn't appear. She actually lost her title for a totally different reason.
And
which
if
also is not a good thing either.
And if Becky's still not due to return to the ring for another couple of months, as it were, then Bianca can carry the feud physically in the ring by having the contender matches and so forth. She can carry the storyline physically while Becky is still getting herself prepped. And to be fair, I think that we all want to see a full-strength Bianca and a full-strength Becky match. We all want to see that because Becky Lynch, she's definitely capable of playing a proper heel, and they are positioning her to have the main heel on SmackDown, for sure.
Okay, let's get to the speed check. If there's any other additional things, I'm sure we've got something. Anything else that didn't really appeal to us this week? Justin, you can go first whenever you're ready.
Okay, speed check. We got Dark Order on Dynamite seemingly having dysfunction. Very, very weird. They're all angry about not helping Hangman when Hangman told them not to come out and help. Still doesn't really make much sense. Raw still being absolute dumpster fire. The Dirt Sheets being the Dirt Sheets as usual, especially recently with the Adam Cole thing. And to a tweet I saw last night, I believe it was, where a woman, and I quote, said, "Becky should have gotten an abortion. She sold out her kid for a championship.
Wow.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Jeez. I'm glad you had your cup there to spit your drink back into, Matt. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't
see that. I had heard about that, but I was trying to forget about it.
Oh my god.
The internet wrestling community sometimes can be a dark, dark place. That is why we have people like Justin.
Wow. Okay, Matt, what you got for us?
Okay. I'm going to get that away quite quickly. Red Velvet's Moonsault Botch. Yeah. Nothing about that the better. It wasn't great. Locking Gage Goldberg in the Hurt Lock. What does that prove, Bobby Lashley? That you can beat up a child? Seriously? Changing the Baron Corbin gimmick. See, now good luck Corbin because he won big in Vegas. I'm not entirely sure I like that, but because I like the broke Corbin gimmick, I liked it. Kevin Owens on commentary on SmackDown alongside Corey Graves and Michael Cole. There was no Pat McAfee this week, which I was disappointed about because I enjoyed Pat McAfee on commentary. Kevin Owens just didn't sound, something just didn't feel right here. Something felt lost. And that's not good because KO is great on the stick usually. Oh, and CM Punk promo, flat.
Oh, last 2 seconds and he finishes with that. I'm sorry, he didn't do a little mic drop at that point. Wow. I didn't like the Baron Corbin switch. Like, I know when we talked with Bishop about that, he's like, no, he won some money. And then suddenly by the time I saw him last night, he was super rich and offering $70,000. And my only thought was, it sounds like it's just encouraging gambling. I was like, no, I don't want to promote the fact that you can become rich by again. I was happier when I wanted him to be poor for a little bit longer. I actually put out, I wanted to see him tag with Cameron Grimes. I think that would have been a really interesting dynamic. You've got the super rich person, you've got the person who's super poor, just to see how they kind of trade off with each other. Hey, I'm bucking ahead, but yeah. What part specifically did you not like, Matt? Or can you pin it down a little bit more?
It was all that we'd heard before. There was nothing groundbreaking. There was nothing new. It literally came out about the same shit you've been saying on Twitter for the last God knows how long. It was nothing groundbreaking, and I tuned in, paid money to tune in the UK, by the way.
Oh, you watched it live?
You have to pay. If you want to watch it live, you've got to pay in the UK.
You can watch highlights the next
on
day.
On Fight, right?
Yeah, well, to be part of the conversation, you've got to watch it live, haven't you? So I watched it live, and Let me put it this way. That's the biggest mistake my birth I've ever done. Yeah, it was nothing groundbreaking on it at all. It was all stuff we'd heard before. And while I'm on it, I'm sorry, I'm going to keep going, Ground. I'm so sorry, you got me round up now. For everybody out there who is saying that having a go at Fox for CM Punk going to AEW, Fox have been rightly pissed off because they signed CM Punk to work for them and he buggered off on their part. And CM Punk is a mercenary AEW, remember that, because if he was that pissed off with WWE, he wouldn't have gone to work for Fox covering WWE. If you've got moles, stick to them.
Wait, did Matt not take hear about...
Happy to take their money, weren't he?
Did Matt not hear about Pat?
No. No news about that.
Pat McAfee has COVID.
He
wasn't on commentary.
Oh, yeah, that's fair enough why he wasn't there. I'm surprised that they didn't just... They shifted Corey Graves across from Raw for one night. That's all. I'm surprised about that. Get on soon, Pat. Had it. Not good. It's not nice stuff, mate.
All right. I just looked. I think I already used my bad cop moments in other segments, so I'm in a little bit of trouble. Mission Pro Wrestling. I've only ever spoken positively about it. I watched Title Match Network last night. There was a show in San Antonio. It didn't really hit very hard with me at all. Found it very disappointing. Not sure if it was a change in venue or some of the different people who appeared. I quickly moved on to other things, and Battle Pro was really good. I already talked about people mocking the crying fan. And, I didn't like the start for SummerSlam. Early to midpoint, I thought was pretty weak. Didn't feel like a big four event. And, that's pretty much it. Things I'd already spoken about, I think.
Pretty much.
Yep. All right, shall we go on to some fan cop moments?
Let's go some fan cop moments. Yes. For sure.
Good. Bad.
All right, time for fan cop moments. Once again, big apologies, Matt. I don't know how we did this. We totally missed off High Five Tom's moments from last week, so let me kick off with those ones. Worst cop was Lightning Bug season has ended Sunday night. Walk, night, night, just got a little less epic. I guess that gives him a little bit of lighting so we can see where he's going. Great cop, Ric Flair at Triple A. What an upside down world of wrestling we live in. And hashtag celebrate pro wrestling, hashtag right side of the IWC, hashtag TS of the IWC, hashtag this OS of the IWC. Whoa, is he got, where are all these extra hashtags coming from? I don't recognize these.
It's right side of the IWC, our side of the IWC, and this side of the IWC.
Oh, okay. Nah, I'm behind the times. I totally missed that one. I'm glad you were here to translate, because I'm not sure if Matt knew those ones either. Matt... Oh, you did know them? Okay. All right, what you got?
Okay, I apologize if there's any lack of enthusiasm in some of me reading some of these, because a lot of these best comments are all the same thing, and they're all pretty bad. Okay, at Good Guy Dave, Dave Pazeski, best cop moment, CM Punk is back. Minoru Suzuki is in GCW. Professional wrestling is fun. It is fun. Worst cop moment, Dan Lambert's awful gimmick. While he's good at giving promos, his words are rambling word salads full of coded language. I personally don't like it. I love that, by the way, Dave. Fantastic. We want more answers like that from you. We like word salad. That's brilliant. I love that.
Matt, if you could do one more. I didn't realize my phone was actually switched off, so now it's just coming through and everything's... I'm getting like 100 messages all at once. I'm like, oh, good gracious. I didn't realize I was still on airplane mode. I apologize.
Certainly, your grace. Okay, at Dan Griffin 21, hashtag good comment. Between AEW, WWE, Impact, and New Japan, there was a ton of wrestling last week to cater for everyone's taste. Bad cop moment, I like all of the above, but there's not enough time to keep up. That's also very true.
Yeah, that's definitely a relatable one.
And good cop moment, another one from him, GCW September shows look epic, and two NWA shows this weekend, which our good friend doesn't just mention, of course.
Yeah. Yep. Chat Grapple and Cheap Pops, best cop watching wrestling journalists argue over Adam Cole's contract expiry. And worst cop, yeah, Red Velvet standing moonsault.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was not good. Seriously, it was not good. But at least she didn't try. I felt like he actually had that. She felt like she made a mistake. So to her credit, she at least, you know, tried to sell a mistake. So, and the other person rolled over to cover her. So, yeah, at least she tried to like work it into the match, so yeah. Credit on that side. I will give her some credit. She but they tried to work with it still, so maybe a little bit harsh on that, but credit for it. At BFRJCB, a JCB from band from Ringside, hashtag good comment. CM Punk return, giving AW some serious momentum going forward, with more additions on the way. This boss is to be crazy stacked. Bloated is what I'm going to call it. What's going to happen to all the indie talent you're going to be boasting, guys? Seriously. Bad cop moment. The booking of Becky Bianca was brutal. No reason to squash Bella after building her up so well. It's a good point. It's what you guys already mentioned, of course.
Mm-hmm. UTT Rob, best cop moment. CM Punk returning to wrestling and bringing ice cream bars with him. And worst cop moment. Being behind on wrestling and trying to avoid spoilers all week while I catch up. Yeah, very difficult to do.
Some people are saying that we should be suing for ice cream bars being sold by AEW. But that was one person. I thought it was kind of funny. Right, Bishop at TW Take Podcast. hashtag best cop, someone's worst cop. Hashtag worst cop, someone's best cop. I'll keep it redacted for the sake of hashtag right side of the ring.
I'm surprised you just didn't tag me, to be honest. We rarely agree on things. We should actually mention, as a bonus good cop moment, Bishop has just done his 1 year anniversary. He's on his 105th episode now. He managed to put out two episodes every week, for a whole year. So, yeah. I have it. It's in the intro. I say it's my go-to podcast. Like I say, we don't always agree, but I do like his analysis, and I can understand where he's coming from. And it's not just the same old podcast you hear over and over again. So
there might be a reason
playing his commercial if we didn't think it was a good podcast.
I'm on the jurisdiction to do so, to be fair, because I've never been invited onto his show. Right, okay.
I just did Bishop, so I got Cherry Jerry. Yeah. Hashtag best cop moment, CM Punk. So AEW confirmed. And hashtag worst cop moment, Nick Khan doesn't listen to us. And he's got a nice GIF there of, or GIF if you prefer, of CM Punk as well. There you go, man. Look at it. Isn't it beautiful? CM Punk. Perhaps not. Should we go to the open agenda?
Indeed.
Oh, boy. Hey, Maxi, do you think people listening to this show like wrestling podcasts?
I would hope that they do, because they're listening to one.
Do you think they would like our wrestling podcast?
Well, if you could call it a wrestling podcast, because we cover the gamut of topics. We have food takes, we talk about movies, and we intertwine that with watching a little bit of the cool wrestling.
We do indeed. This is Cy and Max from the Chain Wrestling Podcast. You can find us at Chain_Wrestling on Twitter. Quite proud of our little show that we do. It seems to make a few people giggle. So if you're interested in listening to two silly plonkers ramble on about some old wrestling and then maybe have a little vote in a poll to decide where we go next, why don't you give us a try? What do you reckon, Max?
Yep. If that sounds like your cup of tea, go and check out our content on Visionaries Global Media.
There we go. I think that'll do, Maxie, won't it?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Same. See, look at that. We can ad lib and everything.
All right, the time of the show where we get to put wrestling to the side just for a moment and we get to talk about something else. Guests always get to do this. So, Justin, what is your open agenda for this week?
Well, actually, I am going to keep it wrestling related for the open agenda this time.
Sure, go ahead.
I wanted to get this one in because Matt seems like he's not with this Punk stuff. And
what
even
gave you
I'm
that idea. I can't imagine. Hashtag monotone cop, I think.
And honestly, I'm in the same boat as he is. Yes.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Okay, now I have no ill will to anybody.
I've just leaned forward, gentlemen and ladies who are listening, by the way, because I've been laying back on the sofa, quite relaxed. I'm leaning in here.
I have no ill will to anybody that likes it, to the mass majority of people that like it.
Oh.
But here's the thing for me with Punk. When he left, slowly it weaved me out of being a fan of being Punk, because even then I wasn't always, I wonder what CM Punk's doing. I can't wait. I wish CM Punk was still in wrestling, this and this and that and all the other stuff. Even I said it when Chat Grapple and Cheap Pops, shout out to them, when they talked about the whole, if Punk was coming back, I said, I honestly have no interest in him. The only reason Punk would come back for is the money. Because he's already said numerous times he does not give a damn about the wrestling. He's always been on the fans, everything that just has belittled pro wrestling. So all I think about is him coming back, and it's just the only thing he's coming back for is just if somebody's got deep pockets. And that's it. Like, he's not coming back for the fans. He's not coming back for the wrestling business himself. He's just coming out here to, because he's not making enough money now, wherever the hell he's at. And it's just a big thing for him. And that's it. Like, again, I fell out of being a Punk fan. It's just, it has no interest for me anymore at all.
Matt,
I could pile on with that by all means by simply mentioning I fell out of being a Punk fan before he left WWE.
Oh,
wow.
I fell out of being a Punk fan when he happily went to the ring and started spreading around Paul Bearer's ashes.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
I'm sorry. If you're happy to do that, if you've got morals, Punk, like you claim to have, you wouldn't have fucking done that. I know it wasn't actually Paul Bearer's ashes. I'm not stupid. But it was symbolic, and that was what it was implying it was.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
So you guys aren't believing the sincerity of his speech where he talked about the fact that, as far as he was concerned, that wrestling died pretty much when he left Ring of Honor. I don't think he specifically mentioned
No. He said he left wrestling.
Okay.
Okay. He didn't say wrestling died, because I don't think even he's got that kind of ego.
Well, his love of wrestling. He clearly didn't enjoy his time at WWE, but he enjoyed. He felt like he had tears when he was leaving Ring of Honor.
If he had a problem, he could have left and not cashed the checks.
Exactly.
So I'll ask the question again then, because you seem to be a little confused by it. You're doubting his sincerity.
I'm doubting... Fair, Justin's doubting the sincerity. I'm doubting whether or not he can still go.
Okay. Alright.
Because the fact that he came out and he cut a couple of promos, he hasn't been still a match since the Royal Rumble in 2014. So I'm probably gonna get chewed out for it, and I do not give a damn. It's gonna put me on never get invited on to TW takes, and I don't care about that either. Sorry, Bishop. But the fact of the matter is that I am gonna stand my ground on this one. And I also don't feel that Daniel Bryan, or whatever he's gonna be called, is gonna wind up in AEW either.
Okay. How long was Christian Cage, as he is now on AEW? How long was he out for?
He was out for around 7 years.
Yeah. Oh, so around the same time. Interesting. How long was Edge out for? He's doing pretty well right now on WWE, right?
10 years.
Nine.
Oh, nine. Wow, even longer. Huh. So, perhaps 7 years might work, possibly, right? CM Punk's younger.
I've just muted Graham because I can do that. I've just found out.
Wow.
I can unmute myself, thankfully. You were joking about that earlier. I didn't actually know you could do that. I think all those statements are right, right?
They're doing quite well, Graham. But
they are.
But CM Punk, who, let's face it, when he tried to go into an actual fighting arena, got his ass kicked in UFC. Mm. He thought he'd go in there and make a shit ton of money from Dana White. He had two matches, got his ass kicked both times, and then vowed to never set foot any kind of ring again. Well, he's done that, and that's because Tony Khan had probably ushered a whole truck of money up to him and Aiden Lee's little pad.
So it's yes, perfectly okay when Vince McMahon does it and brings Brock back for like $1 million per match, or $1 million just to step into the ring and then not even wrestle. But as soon, I don't think he's getting Brock-like money from 2 or 3 years ago. You really think he's getting paid more than Brock did 2 or 3 years ago?
I think yes, actually, probably.
Yeah, when it comes
really? To... You think he's getting $20 million a year?
Graham, you have quite often said the same thing over. I'm going to repeat you word for word. Tony Khan has got more money than Vince McMahon.
He has. I don't think he's paying him $20 million a year.
His daddy has more money than Vince McMahon.
All right, let me... Okay, even if that's true, even if he is paying him more than that $20 million, I'm going to relate this to you in a... football, English football context for you, Matt. Cristiano Ronaldo has just signed for Manchester United for a fairly small figure, 25, 30 million, whatever. We don't know exact deals. That money is going to come back instantly on the number of jerseys that they sell. Lionel Messi has signed for PSG. They've already sold out of those jerseys multiple times. They're making a ton of money from just that sales. The sales of T-shirts alone for CM Punk, isn't it already like the record-selling T-shirt? The money that they're going to bring in from merchandise as well, and the extra people it's going to bring in, it will more than pay for itself easily.
Mm-hmm. and he's going to take ring time away from the up-and-comers. And I think
four shows. I know you don't watch any of them, but there's four shows.
And which of those is the
two of them, because he already said so.
And which one's the flagship show?
I'm not sure yet. I thought it was Wednesday, but I'm not sure if it's Friday now.
Well, either way, he's taking ring time away from someone else who was already there, Graham. And that's exactly, if you're going to use that football analogy, it's exactly what Ronaldo and Messi are going to be doing at the club they've gone to. Yes, they're going to
upgrade. I have no problems with them replacing somebody.
No, I'm not having that, Graham. So you're going to be happy if CM Punk takes that spot with Orange Cassidy.
He's not taking Orange Cassidy's time away from him. That's ridiculous. You just picked somebody who's like right at the top there. That's like saying Brock shouldn't come back because now the Roman Reigns is not going to get a match or something, or the Usos are not going to get that. That's a terrible person you picked for that.
You're comparing Brock Lesnar to CM Punk. See, Brock has wrestled every year.
When it comes to Brock, I feel like Brock gives a shit about the business. Punk has already said that he doesn't already. And now he's coming back because somebody put a nice big bag of money sitting right there on the table that said, hey. And plus, this is just Punk. Think about it. It's just Punk leading the giant revolution of the people that just want to give the middle finger to WWE, and that is it.
I'm going to be interested in how this plays out. I do not think he's back just for the money. I think there had to be another reason for it as well. Is the money a bonus? Absolutely. I'm not saying that's not a component, but I genuinely think that locker room is exciting to him. I think it appeals to him.
How long is it going to be, Graham, before we're seeing matches we've seen before?
I don't know. No idea.
Already happening.
This week on AEW, we saw Christian versus Matt Hardy. We've been seeing this since 1999, Graham. Show me something new. AEW is meant to be this exciting new product. Show me something I've not seen before.
Sure. Okay, so when it's announced that Roman's facing Brock, we'll ring the smash issue back up again. Should we get the devil's
advocate? I don't want to see Roman versus Brock either, Graham.
We did it. We set him off.
He knows I can mute him now as well. It's a brilliant thing.
Yeah, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's try some...
Sorry. I can see your mouth moving, but I can't hear you. Oh, did you get muted? How did that happen? Apparently two can play that game. Interesting. Should we go to the devil's advocate there, buddy?
Let's go.
We normally do a 5 count, not a 1 count, but sure.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good. Bad. Okay, guys, it's Devil's Advocate time, which therefore means that myself and Graham, and our guest, who this week is our very gracious last-minute replacement, Justin Time 211, who, and we'll be firing the advocates at each other for 20 seconds. They have to be wrestling-related, and obviously we do not agree with what is being said. And if we say I, we mean the person who is saying the statement. Any problems, any complaints, please go to our guest lawyer for the week, who is at Shiro Beans. So, Justin, as our returning guest, do you wish to deliver or receive first?
I am going to receive first.
Okay, would you like to receive from myself or Graham first?
I'm going to go with Graham first.
Okay, all right. Your devil's advocate then from me is... Vince McMahon should show his utter contempt for NXT by booking the next TakeOver event at the exact same time as the WWE pay-per-view.
Are you kidding? Vince, with the way he hates NXT so much, he could have everybody paying attention to his show more than they pay attention to NXT. They will fall way under the, like, sinking at the time, trying to compete against the main roster at the same time.
And I lost my control of my timer, so you were perfect, actually. Just as I went to click start, it switched off, so I had to type in my password again. So you were good for 20 seconds. What do you guys think about the NXT logo?
It's interesting. I don't really, like, know if I hate it or like it yet.
I'm going to ask you to abstain, Graham, from answering that question.
You have a million devil's advocates. You could easily change.
Not this week, I don't.
Oh, okay. All right, I guess I get the return then, right, Justin?
Give it to him, Justin.
All right, what you got for me?
Okay, your devil's advocate is you should lead the charge without Matt, leading good cop, bad cop, into a podcast war with everybody on our side of the IWC.
Well, Matt's been dragging me back for years. So I'm going to say I've kept him along because I kind of feel sorry for him. So you just got to do, sometimes you just got to be helpful, right? Sometimes you feel sorry for people. You kind of bring him in. It keeps him off the streets. It does everybody else a favor. It gives Chris a break for a few minutes each week as well. So that's helpful. So yeah, and then we can go fight and go for what's good and good cop rules. Woo! I kind of forgot what the start was. In my head, it was just like insult Matt for 20 seconds. And I suddenly realized I didn't know the rest of it.
Someone actually commented on our jerseys on Twitter last week and actually said that clearly the good cop is the one wearing the bad cop jersey.
I did get a chance to retell the story that they were clearly not Rangers fans as well. So I did get the chance to correct them. I said, no. I said, the Devils obviously is the bad cop. And I did retell walking around Madison Square Garden. I don't know why I thought it was funny to give the middle finger to the Rangers jersey, but there was obviously those people who were around us at that time. They thought it was equally amusing. And then I guess Bishop's right. I guess I am bad cop. I hadn't really thought about it. I do have that jersey, and I did definitely love playing up to that character when I was in Madison Square Gardens. Damn it, can you edit that out? I don't want Bishop hearing I said that he was correct on something. No, edit that out, please. Please, do not let that stay in.
Fuck that shit, staying in. Right. Right, then, Justin, you are to receive from me. That sounded a bit wrong, so we'll move on from that. Your devil's advocate from me is Charlotte is the reason to watch Monday Night Raw right now.
Charlotte is the reason to watch Monday Night Raw. You realize when they got 2 million this week, my God, she was the main reason why everybody decided to go and flip to USA and sit down and go, man, this is the reason why Raw is as incredible as it is today.
That'll work.
They really get 2 million this week.
Yeah, they got 2 million.
That's pretty good.
Rampage had 1.3 million, I think I heard.
Apparently, SmackDown last night got like 2.8 or something like that.
Ooh. It's that CM Punk factor. See, he's good for everybody, right?
How is that going to help the Heat go up?
Really? Your devil's advocate. Damn it. Right. I have an alternative devil's advocate.
Hey, hold far for you.
We're out of tune. I'm sorry, we got one more to go first. I thought it was us. I was like getting carried away. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Matt, ready for this one?
Always.
Your devil's advocate.
How light he was to Justin there. Normally it's like, bring it, bitch. That was that. We've trained him. He's getting better.
Your devil's advocate is when Cody Rhodes comes back to continue his feud with Malakai Black. Cody should win every match and put Black back in the janitor's closet.
Well, that's where Malakai Black deserves to be, because all of his promos when he was in WWE were being cut from inside the janitor's closet, because it was either that or catering where he's had the whole time, eye patch or not. Cody Rhodes deserves to win every single match he's in, because let's face it, he owns the company. If he doesn't own it directly, he does own everything. He's got pictures on Tony Khan, clearly.
Oof, very nice, very nice. You've done this before, haven't you? That was pretty good. Oh. All right, Matt. I assume you'd like to deliver. That's obviously, you don't want to go back to back, or do you? You can go back to back if you like.
There is a joke I'm not touching, Graham, with that one. Okay, your devil's advocate, Graham, is simply defend this. The new NXT logo.
Well, absolutely. To me, it kind of reminded me of the Marvel thing. And obviously, that's a super popular franchise. It kind of gets that imagery there as well. I wonder if it was all the different colors to kind of show the diversity as well. So I thought that could be a very positive message as well. I don't know if they've really explained it at this point. But yeah, you want to show WWE is evolving. What better way to do that than introducing a new logo to try and bring in a few new fans at the same time? Whew, I don't like it.
I could tell. I had written, I was like, he's not going to be, I'm going to be careful not bring this up for the whole show. And he didn't bring it up at all. And then you got to the, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Or you're going to deliver it. Perfect timing on my part.
So I was like, are you insane from that part? Yes. Come on, bitch.
I wish I had a second devil's advocate for you, because I have a joke one for you that I just thought of as we were going through the show. But if I do that, it spoils the actual devil's advocate. So I think I'm just going to have to give you your proper devil's advocate. Let me just check to see if I have a say. Yeah, I can't use that one. All right, Matt, your devil's advocate from me is... So obviously we talked earlier about September. You're going to do your 11,000 steps each day. So instead of trying to lose weight, I'm just going to gorge myself on CM Punk ice cream bars.
Ice cream bars are something that I like on a regular basis, Graham. You can have so many different ones. You've got the Magnum, we've got the triple chocolate caramel now. They've got that fantastic. You've got even a knife and fork to get through the ice cream. It's fantastic. CM Punk branded ones would be a good thing because, hey, they sell out of stock quite quickly. So once they're gone, they can go back to being a fucking memory.
Oh, jeez. We don't normally have swearing on one, but sure. Okay, that works.
Damn it. That was good, Graham. I'm half tempted to know what your joke one was.
I will tell you after we have finished, and then...
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much.
Extra editing for you if it's not necessary.
I thank you very much to Justin for jumping in at a last moment and being, as always, a fantastic guest on this show. Would you be so kind as to tell everybody where they can get in touch with you and any shows that you are involved with? Although if it's all of them, we may be here a while.
You can find me on Twitter at JustinTime2N1. I am right now not booked right now, so.
That amazes me.
Hashtag book Justin.
Absolutely, hashtag book Justin. You are one of the best guests in terms of interaction. You promote the hell out of everyone's shows. You jump onto other people's shows as well, and you are nothing but polite, courteous, and more importantly, right with everything you say. That's why you're on the right side of the ring.
If I'd have known that CM Punk tape, I might have been asking Bishop instead.
Oh my God.
Okay, so thank you very much again, Justin, for being on the show. Graham, we're here again next week, aren't we?
I believe so. I have reached out. I believe we're all good in terms of our guests for next week, but obviously a lot changes in the week, so we'll have to see what goes.
Changes day to day.
I'll announce our guests later in the week, okay?
Absolutely. Guys, go check out MGB next Monday. As always, it's a great show. Go check out Techers, a lot of stuff over there. Chain Wrestling on Monday as well with Magnuside. On behalf of all the Good Cop, Bad Cop, and Justin, we're out of here.
Boom.
The music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons. By Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/